Our Friar Friday guest is here as well, joining us here on Gwen and Chris. New Padre, Donovan Solano, joins us here. Donovan, welcome to San Diego. Thanks for coming on today. How are you?
Hello, thank you for the welcome. Yeah, I'm good. Enjoyed the city yesterday on my off day. You know, I'm here back at the base again.
I tell you what, be able to get an off day in San Diego when you first join the ball club is got to be a bonus. Let's talk a little bit about the journey and how you ended up getting here to San Diego. We knew that it seemed imminent that you were going to have a chance to come up here. You come up, you waste no time, you get a couple knocks. I mean, how have you felt like in terms of the fit and getting to know your teammates? How has all that been so far?
I mean, Zion, before be with the team, get on my deal minor league, I knew this team was going to win, so I was excited. So the first thing I did when I'm signed is like, you know, like go to the minor league to get ready. I want to be here the quickest possible because I want to know everybody. I want to be part of this. They want here like to win, go to the playoffs, and win the World Series for this beautiful city. So you know, I'm excited. It's first day, was excited. I try to. Getting my bets for help the team win.
Donovan Solano is with us. Donovan, after last season in Minnesota, then you're a free agent. Does it ever get a little nerve wracked during the off season, waiting for a new team to come along and for you to hook up with a new team? Because you had to wait a little longer than you might have wanted to for the Padres to come along.
Yes, you know. I don't know what is the business going on, but I don't have any offers for the big league deal, so I'm waiting for the opportunity, and that's come out with the San Diego Padres. The reason I'm signing with minor league is because I don't have spring training, so I need to get my body in shape for the situation for get ready for the call up. At the same time, you know, it's a time I passed with my family. I enjoyed it, but I was so weird because and that time have like 15 years that I'm going to spring training, so it was a little weird time, but I enjoyed that time with my family at the same time.
Donovan, you know, it was around, I think, 2019. You kind of finally were able to get your feet in and play some good baseball. I mean, you put some quality numbers up in your time in San Francisco and Cincinnati. There was a change between, you know, 2016, 2019 as a hitter. What was that change for you? Because ever since we've got a chance to see you on a consistent basis, I mean, you put together a professional at bat every single time out. What happened in that change in terms of the hitting process?
Okay, that question gave me a lot of people ask me about that question. And before 16, personally, in my life, inside my soul and my spirit, it was something I need to change. So I'm praying a lot. I try to find my God, Jesus, and what is the Holy Spirit, and they help me. A lot of my approach in the hitting about, I don't try to do too much. I just trust the process. I understand my approach, like try to find the barrel to the ball. And I don't try hit homers. And I just, you know, try to get a quality at bat and try to be simple. Try to be simple and I believe that God helped me everything, in every aspect in the game. And that's what it is. That's why I changed everything. That's why I changed my number before and after 16. And it's not something like I'm working, you know, physically. It's more like mentally, with my spirit, with my everything, my approach mentally instead of like physically. And, you know, I'm enjoying every moment signed that day. And I'm enjoying like why. God help me in every at-bat, and the good reason is like I had a story can say to everybody, like it's like I do it, everybody can do it.
Donovan Solano's with us now. Real quick, Donovan, you're from Colombia. I don't know if Padre fans remember the last Colombian player we had here was Jorge Alfaro, and he was very, very popular in San Diego. Do you know Jorge? And if so, are you as crazy as Jorge Alfaro?
Yeah, I know him. I know Jorge Alfaro and Nabil Quismar too. He's from Colombia too. So yeah. those two guys, like I know those guys. When I was, we played together in Colombia, and I know Jorge is a little crazy, but at the same time, he's a good person, like Nabil.
Well, we appreciate the time, Donovan, and wish you the best of luck. I know you got a lot to do on your first day in San Diego playing for the Padres. Good having you aboard, and best of luck, man. Here's looking forward to you contributing to the success of this team this year.
Yeah, that's the plan. So thank you for welcoming me. And, I will enjoy San Diego. I will enjoy this team. And it's going to be a fun ride for this 2024 season. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Donovan.
Thank you, Donovan.